Coinbase loses Michigan bid to block state crypto enforcement. A federal judge in Michigan has refused to stop state regulators from taking enforcement action against Coinbase over its planned sports event contracts, according to a report shared on August 8, 2026. The court found that Coinbase failed to show federal law preempts the state's jurisdiction, leaving the door open for Michigan to proceed. The ruling lands in a familiar fight. Coinbase argued that its contracts fall under a federal regulatory umbrella and that a single national framework should govern them, not a patchwork of state rules. The judge disagreed on the threshold question, holding that the company did not demonstrate the kind of federal preemption that would knock out state enforcement power. The preemption argument that did not land preemption is the legal doctrine that lets federal law override conflicting state law. Coinbase leaned on it to try to carve out its sports event contracts as a matter for federal oversight alone. The court's answer was narrow but consequential. The company had not met the burden of showing that Congress or a federal regulator occupied the field so completely that Michigan must step aside. That distinction matters. The judge did not rule on whether the contracts are legal, whether they count as gambling, or whether they belong to any particular federal agency. The decision was about who gets to act right now, and the answer was that Michigan can. For Coinbase, the immediate cost is procedural. The company wanted a shield to freeze state action while the larger questions play out. Without it, state regulators can move forward, and Coinbase has to defend the product on the state's terms rather than pausing the clock. A borders problem for a borderless product. The case cuts to a structural tension in U.S. crypto policy. Digital assets and the platforms that trade them are built to ignore geography, but American financial regulation is split between federal agencies and 50 separate states, each with its own licensing regimes, consumer protection rules, and enforcement appetites. Exchanges have spent years pushing for a single federal rulebook precisely to avoid fighting the same battle in dozens of jurisdictions. The Stalled Clarity Act is the clearest example of that push. An attempt to draw firm federal lines around what counts as a commodity, a security, or something else. Until legislation like that becomes law, rulings like Michigan's reinforce that states keep a seat at the table. Sports event contracts sit in an especially contested corner. Products that let users take positions on the outcome of games blur the line between derivatives trading and gambling, and states with active gaming regulators have strong incentives to assert control. Michigan's move fits that pattern. The wider regulatory scorecard Coinbase has had a mixed run in the courts and agencies this year. The company recently won a suit against the SEC that exposed a quiet banking crackdown, a clear victory at the federal level. The Michigan decision is a reminder that federal wins do not automatically translate into relief from state regulators, who answer to different laws in different courts. The pattern extends beyond any one company. The SEC itself has been moving cautiously, recently choosing to stay a NASDAQ Bitcoin options approval while a related review advances. Federal caution plus active state enforcement is a combination that leaves crypto firms managing risk on two fronts at once. Markets took the news in stride. As of August 8, 2026, Bitcoin traded at $64,961, up 1.2% on the day, with Ethereum at 119.16 and the Fear and Greed Index sitting at a neutral 40. Regulatory friction of this kind rarely moves spot prices on its own, but it shapes the operating environment for the exchanges and card issuers that plug into these platforms. Practical read for users. For anyone using a U.S. exchange or a linked spending product, the direct impact is limited today. The ruling is about whether a state can act, not about freezing any specific service. Sports event contracts are a niche product, and most account holders will not touch them. The longer signal is about fragmentation. Products can appear, get restricted in one state, and survive in another, which means availability may increasingly depend on where a user lives rather than on a single national yes or no. That geographic patchwork already shapes which crypto services and crypto cards reach different markets. And the Michigan decision suggests the state-by-state layer is not going away soon.